Bullock welcomed all 150 members of the 65th legislature. He said they shared the honor of representing Montana. He urged them to remember they're more than just Democrats or Republicans. They share the title Montanans.
And Montanans elected us to serve, not to score political points.
The Democrat is optimistic elected officials can work together to pass a responsible budget and further grow the Montana economy. Bullock said basically they all want the same things, like good-paying jobs that will support our families.
We want our sons and our daughters to be treated fairly and get a good education. We want to enjoy our clean air and our clean water and our public lands. We want to feel safe and be safe in our communities. We want the freedom to worship where and how we choose. We want to love who we choose without fear of discrimination.
Bullock is a lone Democrat to survive last fall's general election for the top four statewide offices. He also faces Republican majorities in both chambers at the Montana legislature. House Majority Leader Ron Eli called for an open dialogue between the legislative and executive branches. He noted the stairways and elevators in the Capitol go up as well as down. The governor's office is on the second floor. Lawmakers largely occupy the third floor.
We would like to send an open invitation to the governor to visit the third floor of the Capitol on occasion. For again, this is where the true representation of Montana peoples resides. We will encourage the governor to use caution, whether in threat or in action, in wielding the power of his veto pen.
A reference to the fact Bullock issued 53 vetoes during and after the 2015 legislative session. 71 came from the 2013 session. An analysis by the Lee State Bureau said that was the most vetoes by any administration in two consecutive legislative sessions. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.